Harris for president. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. She is the latest Democrat to enter the 2020 race. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Senator Kamala Harris of California made a televised announcement while simultaneously releasing a video on social media.
Let's do this together. Let's claim our future for ourselves, for our children, and for our country.
Senator Harris, a former prosecutor, will officially launch her campaign this Sunday in Oakland, California. Her slogan, For the People. Her campaign office to be located in Baltimore, Maryland. Senator Harris joins a growing list of Democratic presidential hopefuls, including Senators Elizabeth Warren and Kirsten Gillibrand, Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard, and former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro. Dave.
And Rachel, there are a few dozen other Democrats considering making a run. It's day 31 of the partial government shutdown, and Democrats are not interested in President Trump's latest offer.
If he opens up the government, we'll discuss whatever he offers, but hostage taking should not work.
Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer, the president's compromise would give a three-year extension of legal status to some people brought here illegally as kids and refugees about to face deportation in exchange for border wall funding. The day after a police officer was murdered in Mobile, Alabama, a 19-year-old is in jail and will be charged with capital murder.
Keep Officer Tudor's family in your prayers, his wife and his mom and dad and his in-laws, because this is going to be a difficult time.
Mobile Police Chief Lawrence Batiste. They've done it again. The Patriots are going to the Super Bowl.
I knew I'd never give up. Never give up on Brady. He can have 30 seconds left. He will truck it down the field.
Tom Brady in New England beat Kansas City 37-31 in overtime to win the AFC Championship a third straight year. They'll play Jared Goff and the Rams.
Very excited, man. Get to play in the Super Bowl. We earned it. We deserve it.
Los Angeles also needed overtime to beat the New Orleans Saints. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Worry about the trade dispute between the U.S. and China has affected the stock market, and there are concerns it'll slow the U.S. economy. It's also taking its toll on China.
The head of China's statistics office announcing GDP growth of 6.6% for the past year, China's slowest pace since 1990. Ning Jijie saying the slowdown is to be expected in such complex domestic and international environments. He said trade tensions with the U.S. are impacting the Chinese economy, but only in manageable ways. Many economists predict Chinese growth will slow further still. Simon Owen, Fox News.
On Wall Street, there will be no trading because of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. On the heels of a winter storm that dumped over a foot of snow in parts of the Northeast, it's frigid. Temperatures not only well below normal, also well below zero. In some areas, feeling like it's 20 to 30 below, there are wind chill advisories from Minnesota to Maine. The Oscar nominations come out tomorrow. The most coveted movie awards honoring Hollywood's best. Not so coveted, these nominations.
Nominations are out for the 39th Annual Golden Raspberry Awards, or Razzies, honoring the worst in cinema.
I was a kid in these streets, and I made it to the top.
At the top of the list, mob drama Gotti, with 6 nominations. Also with 6, Holmes and Watson, Death of a Nation, and The Happy Time Murders. The best-known nominee for Worst Actor.
Donald J. Trump as himself in Death of a Nation.
Other nominees for Worst Acting include John Travolta for Gotti, Bruce Willis for Death Wish, and Jennifer Garner for Peppermint. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
There's a new number one movie.
This is not a cartoon. This is the real world.
No way.
Glass topped the box office with a $41 million opening weekend. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
And that's my cue. ESPN 93.5. I'm Diane Ducey. Stevie J touring Asia, and he's got his finale reports coming up. Thanks for listening. It's 7:05. We've got your local news now from Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call Tim Culver and his crew at 586-PIPE if you need any assistance. Maybe some frozen pipes today. See their Facebook page or consult ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign Police Department is investigating fraudulent activity after being alerted by two local businesses that their payment machines were compromised by skimming devices, a malicious credit debit card reader attached to the real payment terminal or inserted inside by scammers to steal financial and personal information from unwitting customers. Police identified two white male suspects who entered the Circle K gas station at 1301 South Mattis and the Mach 1 gas station at 902 West Bloomington on January 15th. To initiate the scam. No injuries in an apartment fire in White Heath. The building was engulfed in flames when crews got there at about 4:30 p.m. yesterday. The family did lose their pets. Six fire crews turned out to help fight the blaze. No word yet on a cause. Damage was estimated at $70,000. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, Classic Plumbing. We've got your weather forecast now. In a word, very cold today. Or just cold. I'm telling you, this forecast brought to you by Watts Copy System, your local copier and printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years. Consult WattsCopy.com. We've got a temperature of 4 right now. Feels like 9 below zero. Today's high 18, partly sunny, down to around 16 this evening. Up to 37 tomorrow, a tenth of an inch of precipitation. That could be freezing rain, breezy conditions. It could turn to some snow with a low 27 into the evening. High 27 on Wednesday with some clouds, down to around 16. 26 for Thursday and Friday with the sunshine, high only 11. We're up and down this week, but at least there's no significant accumulation in the forecast. But again, bitterly cold today. If you have any exposed areas of skin, make sure you're not outside for very long. Temperatures currently at 4. ESPN 93.5. I'm telling you, we've got these neat reports coming in from Stevie J as he tours Asia, supposedly traveling and back in the studio tomorrow. And thanks to the folks who went on this trip with him. Good stuff with Stevie J Travel. I'm Diane Ducey. As you file your tax return, Ducey wants you to be aware of identity thieves who could be scheming to steal your refund. Tax identity thefts has been one of the most common identity forms of stealing in the past 6 years. Some of the awareness you need in January includes file early, secure your Wi-Fi connection, shred sensitive documents, lock away secure documents, secure your tax return and mail it in your post office or official mailbox instead of from your home. Monitor your mail. Your employer mailed your W-2 and other documents with financial information. Make sure that gets to you and avoid scammers' schemes. The IRS will never contact you by email, text, or social media. If they need your information, they will contact you by mail. Contact the IRS. Identity Protection Specialized Unit can help you with their identity theft affidavits. Close any bank accounts that you suspect have been tampered with. And remember, Busey has all this information about security issues, scams, and alerts. Information Security Center online at Busey.com, 1-800-67-BUSEY. And remember, they're FDIC insured. All right, let's find out how Stevie J is doing with his report from Singapore. ESPN 93.5.
Hey, good Monday morning, Diane. We are off the ship. Had an incredible cruise around Asia. The Sapphire Princess from Princess Cruise Lines, they are the owner of Carnival as well. Our ship was really, really good. We had a great time. It was built in 2004, 120,000 tons, 2,900 passengers, 1,100 crew, 4,000 people aboard, 18 stories, 5 dining rooms, dancing, embarkation, and went really smoothly. We landed in Singapore. We got off our ship about 9 in the morning, and again, very orderly. Princess did a very nice job in coordinating all that. And then after we left our ship, we started getting hungry because, as you can imagine, on a cruise ship, you tend to eat. And then you eat some more. I mean, it's tough not to gain some weight on this thing. It just, the food is so good. It is so available. We really had fun. And our favorite part of these cruises is eating as a family at dinner time. No phones, they don't work. Food, 2 hours, laughing. It's fantastic, and it's something I would really recommend. Having been cruising for 20 years, it's just a fabulous way to travel. And it's not anything you immerse yourself in when you are on a cruise. You simply sample, and then you decide whether you want to ever go back. So on this Grand Asia trip, we landed in Shanghai. As you'll remember, I gave you reports from every place we've been. We went from Shanghai, went up to Nagasaki, Japan, went to Busan, South Korea, then to Hong Kong, then to Ho Chi Minh City, formerly Saigon, Vietnam, into Bangkok, Thailand, then Koh Samui Island, and then in here to Singapore. And along the way, we figured we touched about 60 million people from the standpoint of populations of these various places we visited. And it just really was illuminating to see, you know, so many beautiful things, so many sad things, so many people. And it really struck me as we left the ship here today. You know, there are people struggling every day just to eat. And we saw plenty of that. Some severe poverty. And you're saying, man, they're just hoping they're able to feed their kids that day. And in America, we're blessed with so much. You know, sometimes some of the subjects matters we discuss and argue about don't seem relevant to a great part of the world. We'd never been over to this side, never been over to Asia, had never seen some of these cities. And again, it's been a terrific trip. So we've left the ship, now a few days here in Singapore, and from first blush, from first look, Diane, looks like a tremendous city. So really looking forward to exploring Singapore, population 5.2 million, and not much area. So I'll give you some reports here as we go. We will be back tonight. It's going to be weird to say, hey, in Singapore Monday, back on the radio in the studio at the Pines in Urbana on Tuesday. But that's how it works when you go that direction, because obviously when you fly toward China or New Zealand, you skip a day. You lose 15 hours. Coming back, you get it all back. So our flight will be scheduled to leave Singapore at 10 in the morning, arrive in San Francisco at 8:30 in the morning, same morning, and then leave for Chicago 1:35 into the Windy City, hopefully weather permitting. At about 7:30, we'll drive back to Stevie J Broadcasting at about 11 o'clock or so is what we're expecting coming up tonight. So in any event, we'll give you some more reports as we go along in Singapore, just off the ship, off the beautiful Sapphire Princess. We'll talk in just a bit, Diane. I'm Stevie J in Singapore, ESPN 93.5. Stevie J Travel presents Alaska with Mary Beth Karasik. Join Mary Beth this June for the Golden Princess Alaska. Your adventure begins with Anchorage and then includes Mount McKinley, Denali National Park, the Ultra Dome Rail Journey, and more. For all the details on Golden Princess in Alaska with Mary Beth, just go to steviejtravel.com. That's steviejtravel.com. Where do you want to go?
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
Speaking of Honda BMW, pretty cool to get the shout out from the other side of the world from Stevie.
Hi, Diane. We're in Nagasaki, and I just wanted to say a shout out to Ben Quattrone at Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com, because when else would I want? I told him I'd do a report from Japan, where Honda is from. And obviously, I love working with Ben. He's a great guy and has an amazing dealership. So, Ben, I'm in Japan doing a Honda commercial for you because you are an award-winning dealership, Honda President's Award. If you want to go get great service, you want to have great people around you, you go to Honda BMW. Just go online at drivechampaign.com, drivechampaign.com, and say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone and tell him you heard Stevie J talking about his dealership just off Neil at Burwash and Savoy, live from Japan on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, we've been circling the lot and trying to find some good deals on the used side. There's so many great new and used vehicles. Honda BMW, Neil and Burwash in Savoy. We've also been looking at drivechampaign.com to get myself in a new van. So good stuff happening with Ben Quattrone as I went in there and visited with Jason. Great staff. It's 7:17, your sports headlines. Of course, the LA Rams over Stevie's New Orleans Saints, 26-23. I'm sure we'll have more comments tomorrow. The game in overtime. And, wow, kind of a controversial ending. I keep seeing that play on the TV screen here at our studios in Urbana at Stevie J Broadcasting. New England Patriots, their 11th appearance now in the Super Bowl with their overtime win over the Kansas City Chiefs, 37-31. So this makes it the third straight year with the Super Bowl, but I'm sure we'll be watching because of those great commercials that we see. 95-71, Iowa on top of the Illini yesterday in basketball. The number 22 team had a hot game from their freshman, Joe Weiskamp, who had 24 points. And we also had the Illini women's basketball team take a loss to Iowa. Michigan State, number 6, against number 19, Maryland, in Big Ten action tonight. And Nebraska is at Rutgers. In an upset yesterday, Boston College, 87-82 winners over number 11, Florida State. In the professional boards yesterday, NBA action had the Pacers with Victor Oladipo leading the team, 120-95 over the Charlotte Hornets. The Bulls are at Cleveland tonight. The Blackhawks took a win yesterday. That makes it 5 straight for the Washington Capitals on the losses. The final was 8-5. Jonathan Toews with 3 goals. NHL action tonight has the St. Louis Blues at L.A. to take on the Kings. We had the Carter Caravan, a huge success on Friday. Thank you to everyone who came out to the iHotel and Conference Center. Boy, that was a really good time. Now we've got to get to your weather forecast, and boy, is it chilly. It's brought to you by Blossom Basket Florist. Had a giveaway on Friday, and it was real neat for Jordan to be able to give a bouquet of flowers to Morgan after she had appendix surgery. Today's high 18, 16 are low tonight. Temperature's not fluctuating much once we get up there. 37 the high tomorrow, an 80% chance of precipitation, 27 our low Tuesday evening. By Wednesday, we've got a high 27, low 16. Currently 4, feels like 9 below. ESPN 93.5, Provident Financial Group, partnerships you can trust with your financial goals in 2019. Bringing on our Fox Business Minute now.
From the Fox Business Network, Facebook says it's coming up with ways to deal with election interference. It's working with the German government, building on policies developed during the German elections last year. The effort is in advance of the European Union Parliament elections this spring. Berkshire Hathaway is denying a report that one of its units has an agreement to extract lithium from geothermal wells in California to be used in Tesla car batteries. Berkshire Hathaway Energy says there's no such agreement. Can JCPenney find a way to turn itself around? Barron's Magazine says Penney's sales are falling and its turnaround strategy keeps changing. The company also needs to fill some key executive positions. Last week it hired a consultant to help it with the turnaround strategy. The markets are closed for the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make sound financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign. Or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment.
We know you just made those ambitious New Year's resolutions. But here in Champaign-Urbana, we're about to celebrate some seriously tasty food. So how about you throw those resolutions out the window and plan a night out during Champaign County Area Restaurant Week. It's happening January 25th through February 2nd. Head online now to drool over the tantalizing menus at our local restaurants. Visit ccrestaurantweek.org to start planning. That's ccrestaurantweek.org.
What would you do if you had to sleep on the street for a night in the middle of winter? Could you survive on the streets? Hi, I'm Rob Dahlhouse, Executive Director at See You at Home, and I would like to offer you an opportunity to answer these questions firsthand. Friday, February 1st, See You at Home will host our annual community awareness event, One Winter Night. I humbly ask you to consider joining our team of box dwellers and be a part of this experience where your perspective about homelessness can truly be changed. To join the One Winter Night team, please contact me at 991-0356 and say, count me in for Own 2019.
I know one of the people joining the OWN team includes Carol Meinhardt. I was talking with some others about all the realtors here in town who are really stepping up. That's coming up February 1st. If you want to donate, make sure you're going to that website, seeyouathome.us. Thanks, Rob Dahlhouse, for creating awareness, especially with these bitterly cold conditions, those sleeping outside, hopefully heading into warming centers that are available to them in our area. ESPN 93.5, I'm Diane Ducey. Pretty cool to hear about Stevie J's trip as he's wrapping it up soon.
We've just checked into the Fullerton Hotel. The Fullerton Hotel used to be a post office here probably 100 years ago. They have converted it to a hotel, and we just walked in our room, and it is a high ceiling. We just found a button that opened the curtains automatically, Diane. It's unbelievable. And we're just walking into the bathroom, and you can hear the echoey of the bathroom, and then, oh my gosh, look at that toilet. Oh my gosh, the toilet moves! The toilet lid went up. That toilet lid has gone up by itself. Does that say heated? That says heated.
Oh, my God.
It's a heated. I've never seen anything like it. I think Kohler in Wisconsin sells that for $2,700. It's in my bathroom in Singapore. Are you kidding me? I don't even know what is a bad day? What's a bad day?
Bidet.
Oh, a bidet. I think I don't need any more explanation. And there's a remote control for the toilet.
You can do.
I don't know if I want to know all of those controls.
Dryer.
Listen, we at CVG Travel.
Heated seat.
Oh, my goodness. Stevie J Travel likes to stay in good hotels. We're in the Marriott in Shanghai, which is pretty phenomenal. And here we are. It's called the Fullerton. Google image Fullerton in Singapore. And, Diane, you're going to see the kind of incredible hotel that we're staying in. Now, we have the Chinese New Year's around here. We drove in on the bus. It was really a clean-looking city. It's. I've heard all kinds of incredible things about Singapore, but this is our first trip here. And it's come a long way in 50 years. It was essentially a third world country in the 60s, and it has come so far. I mean, you should see how clean the streets are. Now, the other side of that is our tour director on our bus that gave us a tour of the city. She said, you are guilty until proven innocent in Singapore. And there are fines. There's a T-shirt going around that says, Singapore's a fine, F-I-N-E, fine city, meaning you get fined for everything. Chew gum, $200. Litter, $300. Litter the second offense, $500. You litter a third time, you have to wear an orange shirt and pick up trash. in the subway. We saw it says, what were the words they used? It was something about essentially if you dress inappropriately, if you are some sort of dress outrage, I think is the word they use. 2 years in jail, caning, like they hit you in the back with bamboo, and a fine. So it's very strict. But so far, early results, it's a clean city. There are 5.2 million people in Singapore. We will investigate. I think we're planning to go to Little India. And then there's an Arab district. There's a Chinatown. And we will explore all of it, and I'll be able to report back just a little bit. But a beautiful hotel room. I've never done a hotel room, bathroom description on the air. It's a radio first. And by the way, we've been blessed to travel all over the place, and I've tried to bring a lot of it to you. This is the furthest point I've ever broadcast from, Diane. We are 10,000 miles away from the studios of the Pines in Urbana, Stevie J Broadcasting. So I'm very excited to be with you this morning. I will come back in just a little bit. We'll give you a little more detail. We are preparing here in just a day or so. We'll fly home. We'll be back tonight. And that will be, it's going to be weird because Tuesday, when I'm on with you in the studio, I'll be able to say yesterday I was in Singapore, 10,000 miles away, because we gain all those hours back. So while it takes us like a day and a half, 2 days to get here via the clock, coming back, we all come in the same day. It's pretty amazing. Okay, talk to you in just a little bit. I'm Stevie J, live in Singapore at the Fullerton Hotel. Another update coming up soon. ESPN 93.5.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies, good estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
Enjoy the area's best dining opportunities during Restaurant Week. Here's your chance to step up to the plate January 25th through February 2nd and enjoy some really fine food. There's a complete and varied selection of delectables awaiting your appetite, like at Houlihan's Restaurant. It's an experience that will awaken your taste buds and make your senses sing with their gourmet and made-from-scratch dishes. Houlihan's, a great place to start your 9-day adventure in eating during Restaurant Week. Find out more at restaurantweek.com.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting, even more productive? Then try 100% ad-free listening on Audible. Each month, you'll get two Audible originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else, plus a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs, all for just $14.95. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial.
Other Democrats jumping into the race for president in 2020. California Senator Kamala Harris making the announcement on ABC's Good Morning America.
The American people deserve to have somebody who is going to fight for them, who is going to see them, who will hear them, who will care about them, who will be concerned about their experience and put them in front of self-interest.
Senator Harris is 54 years old. She's from Oakland, the daughter of immigrants from India and Jamaica, serving her first term in the Senate. Before that, she was California's Attorney General. At least six people have died in the snow and ice storm that's hit part of the Midwest and Northeast. One was repairing a power line in Connecticut.
The wind, the ice, it was a very large tree. The tree came down and struck one of the workers that was down on the ground.
Middletown South Fire Chief Michael Hawley there. There have been hundreds of car crashes during these storms and lots of power outages. This is Fox News.
Have your local news brought to you by Justin Gensler and the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. At 7:31, it's Jamie Monticelli with our news on ESPN 93.5.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A warning from Champaign Police about an increase in delivery robberies. Police said since November 1st of last year, Champaign Police have gotten 9 reports of delivery robberies, mostly to pizza delivery drivers completing an order. In each known event, the suspects are believed to have only stolen food after verbally threatening physical harm to the driver. Police say if a robbery does occur, remain calm and comply with the robber's demands. As best possible, try and recall details of the robbery And most importantly, call 911 as soon as possible. If you've been concerned that your upcoming travel plans could be hurt by the TSA staffing shortages tied to the federal government shutdown, this should help. The TSA is calling in backup officers to compensate for a rise in absences of airport screeners. The TSA agents have been ordered to work during the shutdown without pay. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
Hi, I'm Justin Gibbs with Illinois National Bank. Spring is on the horizon. I can hear the birds singing, the smell of fresh grass. Okay, well, we still have a few weeks to go, but it will be here soon. We're always here for you, Illinois National Bank. Thinking about buying that first home in 2019? Maybe you're upgrading for more space. We're here to help you secure that perfect mortgage that's just right for you. Connect with me, Justin Gensler, at IllinoisNationalBank.com.
Illinois National Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
We've got your weather forecast now, and it's bitterly cold. Partly sunny this morning with a high 18 expected today. We've got a high of 16, low of 16 into the evening tonight. Did you see the super blood wolf moon eclipse last night? It was so great texting friends who are interested in astronomy, just like my family, and who went out and saw that interesting lunar eclipse last night. 37 the high tomorrow with some clouds. Then a chance for rain or freezing rain. Breezy conditions down to 27 Tuesday evening. Clouds on Wednesday's forecast. High 27, low 16. 26 partly cloudy Thursday. Only up to 11, but sunshine expected on Friday. Your forecast is brought to you by Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the place you can trust. Been in business since 1977, over 40 years of appliance experience. All they do is appliances, and they do it better than anyone else. Dick Van Dyke, the largest independent appliance dealer in Central Illinois, with locations in Springfield, Decatur, Bloomington, and here in Champaign, just off I-74 at Neal Street. They offer discount pricing on quality products, Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. And not to mention the low prices, you also get the service that you need. They treat you like royalty. You've got free 10-year protection plan. Wow! Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is the place you'll want to visit. If you're remodeling your home, you got to get the quality, incredible customer service, and affordable pricing. Like at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. You can visit appliance-world.com to check out their selection. Or again, their location is just off I-74 on Neal Street in Champaign. Stevie J live in Singapore, ESPN 93.5.
Hey, Diane. Okay, we're in Singapore. We just got back from Little India. This is an entire section of Singapore that's Indian, from like India. And they had all kinds of things. I think Diwali maybe is the festival they're celebrating, but it was very festive. Lots of paint, lots of things going on in Little India. Then we went over to the Arab district, and it's mostly Muslim. And it's a fascinating area that has an amazing array of things. Persian rug store after Persian rug store. And we actually bought a Persian rug. So very excited about that. They have to ship that home. Prices are good. You can negotiate a little bit. So we spent, there's a ginormous gold domed mosque, and a call to prayer, I think, five times a day. And so we were right in the middle of their culture. It was fascinating and very nice people. We enjoyed that. We ate at a Turkish restaurant, which, you know, sometimes we're a little apprehensive because we want to be careful what we're eating. But I was able to find French fries and some sort of a calzone at a Turkish restaurant, so it was all good. So that was really fun. Then we found Chinatown, and it's, you know, lots of cool Chinese items and kind of the area for Chinese. But Singapore is incredibly diverse, and it's, you know, a large portion Hindu, a large portion Buddhist, a pretty big portion, I think 25% or so are Christian, and of course Muslims. So you have a real mix of people here. And the thing that is extraordinarily incredible as we walk around Singapore is it is so clean. It came to mind, I was walking around Epcot. It's that kind of clean where it's kind of manufactured, but there's 5 million people here, and it doesn't feel crowded. And the streets are super clean. They're just... You don't see anything. You don't see sketchy people. You don't see anything. It's clean. And it has to be as a result of their incredibly strict laws here. They have a bunch of laws. They fine people left and right. Although, I'll be very honest, The time we've been in Singapore, haven't seen any police officers. I thought there'd be much more police presence. Haven't seen any. But I think the people to come to Singapore know. In fact, it says it right on my piece of paper that came with our visa as we entered this nation, which, by the way, is smaller in size. Singapore, with 5 million people, is smaller in landmass than Champaign County. Believe it or not, Champaign County is bigger than Singapore. Amazing. So anyway, what it said on the card as we entered this country, it said drug dealers penalty by death. And they have an incredible casino here at the Marina Bay Sands, which is this unbelievable hotel with a cruise ship. You've got to Google image Marina Bay Sands, Singapore. Unbelievable. It's right next to our hotel, the Fullerton. I already explained the bathrooms and the unbelievable bathroom we have at the Fullerton with automatic seat that goes up and down and heated. It's just unbelievable. And we're coming from parts of Shanghai that had squatty potties and no paper kind of stuff. So, you know, we've seen all kinds of varying degrees. So we're excited about a Western style toilet. So anyway, in Singapore, it's incredibly clean, but they're extraordinarily strict. So if you are a drug dealer, you're dead. The bad people just aren't going to come here because they know that you die by death. If you murder somebody, if you kidnap somebody, and if you're a drug dealer, they just kill you. There's not a lot of questions asked. You're guilty. Our tour leader said you are guilty in Singapore till proven innocent. Is that not completely backwards from our system? Now, that being said, you should see this city. I cannot tell you another city I visited that is as clean. The subways are unbelievable. You could eat off the floors in the subways. We know that's not the case in Chicago and New York. And we know that you know, they probably go too far, obviously, with their laws and the way they are strict with their people. But the result is an amazing Epcot, I'm Disneyland kind of feeling. You would like visiting Singapore. If you ever get a chance, a direct flight will go. Actually, there's no direct flight from Chicago. Chicago, San Francisco, Singapore, $1,200 off the rack, I think, pretty much. But some of these hotels, Raffles is actually closed. Raffles, a famous man who kind of built Singapore back in the early 1800s. That hotel has been closed for renovation. We did go to the Long Bar. I had a taste of the Singapore Sling, which is a 100-year-old drink that essentially was able to mask the way women were able to drink back in the day. So they put it kind of in a fruit punch, and they called it the Singapore Sling. So I tasted that. So we are still got some things to do here in Singapore. I'll check back in here in just a bit, Diane. Again, thank you for all your work filling in. This is Stevie J. We'll be back tonight and back on the radio with you tomorrow, live in the studio in Urbana. And I'll be able to say yesterday I was in Singapore. It's just amazing how all that works. All right, Diane, thank you. Talk to you in just a bit. ESPN 93.5.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC-certified technicians installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality services standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and, of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University or Business Department.
All right, let's get to some sports headlines at 7:45 on ESPN 93.5. L.A. Rams beating Stevie J's New Orleans Saints 26-23 in overtime. A controversial call to end the game and lots of people crying foul over how the officials handled the end of the game. New England Patriots over the Kansas City Chiefs 37-31 in overtime. Patriots with their 11th appearance, that's a Super Bowl record, and their third straight. Super Bowl happens in Atlanta on February 3rd. Super Bowl 53 will feature the music of Maroon 5 at halftime, and we'll be mainly watching for the commercials in our area. So I know friends that are Saints fans and Chiefs fans. I don't know any L.A. Rams or New England Patriots fans. Speaking of fans, the Cardinal Caravan was a great time at the iHotel on Friday, and I saw that a trending in baseball was St. Louis pitcher John Brebbia, who was in the iHotel with us, kind of stirred up some things on that Cardinal Caravan in its stop in Peoria as he talked about the Cubs and Cardinals and the 19 meetings that we'll have And it starts at Wrigley on May 3rd as far as Cubs versus Cardinals. And then the Chicago Cubs had a kind of preseason event where Chris Bryant said St. Louis is on his list of cities where he doesn't want to play because they're so boring. So then Yachty got on social media and said, don't speak bad about my city. So, of course, Cubs versus Cardinals, always fun. And people were asking at our Cardinal Caravan about our Cub Card bus trip to Busch. We are looking at it as soon as Stevie J gets back. In Illini Nation, number 23, Iowa, beat Illinois yesterday 95-71. Illinois 1-6 in the Big Ten and 5-13 overall. Number 22, Iowa's women's basketball team beat our Illini, and that final was 94-75. Our women are 1-6 in the Big Ten, 9-9 overall. Brandi Beasley led the team. We'll have number 6, Michigan State, hosting number 19, Maryland, in basketball tonight. An upset yesterday, Boston College, 87-82 winners over number 11, Florida State. The Pacers beat the Charlotte Hornets, 120-95. We'll have the Bulls in Cleveland tonight. Blackhawks over the Washington Capitals, 8-5. And we have the Blues in action at L.A. tonight. Adam Long, 7-under par as a winner by a stroke, as they had the PGA tournament happening in California. And that does it for sports. I'm Diane Ducey on ESPN 93.5.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Peter Burns.
Greg Hardy is exactly what Dana White wanted in the UFC, a firestorm topic. This is exactly what he wanted. You know what it is? It's the fact that idiots like me will find a way to bring up Greg Hardy when it
Greg
talks
Hardy
about
is
the UFC. And I could argue that Greg Hardy getting the illegal knee and getting DQ'd does more for what the UFC is trying to do, which is get on everybody's radar. They're trying to hook you in. I like the UFC because I think it's an unbelievably, incredibly skilled sport. But the problem is you have to get eyeballs on it. Right, wrong, or indifferent, that is the marketing plan of Dana White. Because at the end of the day, if Dana White cares about, hey, we're going to care about our athletes in this sport, we want to be respectable, we're not putting Greg Hardy into the octagon. We're just not.
It's time for some straight talk. I'm ready for it. You want the best coverage, right? Of course. Don't want the QB throwing any deep bombs. I'm talking about coverage on your smartphone, Wingo. Oh, I get you now. I want the best nationwide coverage then. Well, you'll get it with Straight Talk. The same great 4G LTE networks as the big guys for up to 30% less. Man, you got to grab that deal and run with it. Take it to the house.
With nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, get the Straight Talk $45 unlimited plan with 15 gigs of high-speed data. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. And if your check engine light is on, our free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help you learn what the problem is so you can fix it the first time. And the best part is, it'll do it for free, helping you save time and money down the road. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Good morning. I hope the 21st day of January is going well for you. ESPN 93.5. I'm inviting Becky Preston to the airways. Champaign West Rotary, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Quite a fundraiser coming up on February 3rd at the Virginia. Talk about it.
Yeah, sure. It's Virginia Theater. It's the You's Got Talent. It's February 2nd. Doors open at 6 o'clock. It's our annual fundraiser for the event that we raise money for three local charities in our community.
What charities are those?
It's Daily Bread Soup Kitchen, Family Services, and the Francis Nelson Health Center.
Oh, very worthy, very worthy.
Yes,
all of those
yes,
could use assistance. So thank you for helping in that manner. At the Virginia Theater is a new venue for CU's Got Talent.
It is. We really wanted to give our opportunity to the performers to showcase their talent on a real live stage.
Nice.
So the Virginia Theater was generous enough to let us host the event there. So we're really excited.
Typically, when I go to fundraisers at the Virginia, there's food involved.
Yes, and you won't be disappointed. There'll be plenty of food at this one. We have Hendrick House catering with heavy appetizers throughout the evening. So you'll have plenty to eat.
Sounds wonderful. CUGotTalent.org is where we can get our tickets. What kind of acts do we have this year, Becky?
We have 8 talented performers. So any of you who are former Parrot Heads, we have some boat drunks that are going to be performing,
okay,
or former boat drunks that will be performing. We have dancers. We have singing. We have a fiddle club. We have lots of different talent at jazz pianist. So we're really excited about our 8 performers that are lined up this year.
And you can start voting now, Becky?
You can. You can go online. We already have voting going on. So if you go to CUGotTalent.org, you can vote for your favorite performer today and vote often. You can vote more than once.
Very good. And, of course, you're supporting places like Francis Nelson Health Care Center, Daily Bread Soup Kitchen. What was the final one?
Family Services.
Family Services, of course.
Yes.
So terrific. And, you know, when people turn the calendar over to January, they can kind of expect this talent show to come up in early February. When do you start recruiting some of these acts?
Oh, we started last fall.
Oh,
so
you did?
We have online auditions, and then when we just hear word of mouth, there's wonderful talent out there in the community, we reach out to them, and 100% of the time, they're very willing and generous to share their talents with us to raise money for great causes.
That's wonderful. CU's Got Talent. It's CUGotTalent.org, and we sure appreciate Champaign West Rotary putting together this fundraiser. Once again, the time and the place and things like that.
Sure. Again, the date is Saturday, February 2nd. Doors open at 6 o'clock, and it will be hosted at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on with us, and CUGotTalent.org for details. Have a good one, Becky.
Yes. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Over 40 years ago, I read Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, and it had a very positive impact on my life. One of the principles in the book is to find the good in people and affirm it. But we humans generally have what the scientists call the brain's negativity bias, so we're more likely to notice the bad qualities in others rather than the good ones, the things that worry or annoy us or make us critical. Psychologist and author Rick Hansen says we ought to see the good in others, otherwise we would feel surrounded by lots of bad qualities, would naturally feel less supported and less safe. Plus, in a circular way, when another person gets the feeling that we don't really see the good in them, they are less likely to take the time to see the good in us. Seeing the good in others is a simple but very powerful way to feel happier, more confident, and become more loving and more productive in the world. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute.
Save some money, some loot, some change at RadioRefunds.com. Certificates for half the price, on sale now. Buy a $30 gift certificate to Big Grove Tavern, just $15. A $100 gift card to Mosser Shoes, on sale at Radio Refunds for just $50. Buy a $50 Scotty's Brewhouse gift card, get it for just $25 at RadioRefunds.com. Or a $25 gift card to Harvest Ale House or the Humble Hog, both in Paxton, on sale for just $12.50. RadioRefunds.com. Go there and start saving today.
We reflect on the words of Martin Luther King Jr. Day today, a federal holiday for us, and a portion of his I Had a Dream speech.
Because I have a dream that my poor little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
And if you want to do some kind of service, get more involved in your community. I know visiting with Becky with the CU's Got Talent and Champaign West Rotary does some great work supporting Daily Bread Soup Kitchen, Francis Nelson Family Services. I know for me, I get involved in my community festival and volunteer my time. Think about that as we serve each other and be kind to each other. It's Martin Luther King Day. We've got our forecast to get to here at 7:55, and it's brought to you by Illini Mattress. Sleep healthier, live better with Illini Mattress. Family owned at 514 South Country Fair Drive in Champaign. Open 9 to 6 Monday through Friday, Saturday 9 to 5, and Sunday noon to 4. Call 359-0156. Visit
Ed Stout and his family, IlliniMattress.com. We've got a high of 18 expected today, 16 our low into the evening tonight, up to 37 tomorrow, starting out with some clouds and rain, freezing rain, breezy conditions, maybe even some snow with a low 27 Tuesday night. Wednesday's high at 27, down to 17, 26 Thursday, and only up to 11 with sunshine expected on Friday. But the precipitation is basically just on Tuesday's forecast. Stevie J live in Asia, checking in on his Asia tour. Should be back in studios tomorrow. ESPN 93.5, I hope your 21st day of January is going well.